A basic question for the survival of any species, including humans, is how does the boy get the girl? Scientists know that competition among males is a big part of the answer. Still, as NPR's Joe Palco reports, even when the boy gets the girl, the competition doesn't end.
In the animal kingdom, males are always looking for a leg up against the competition.
Large antlers and coloration that allow males to obtain access to females.
That's Heidi Fisher, a biologist at Harvard University. Things like big antlers and bright colors help male animals get a female's attention. What Fisher is interested in is what happens next.
This is the point at which the animals have already made it, and there is still male-male competition.
It's just a different kind of competition. Here's what Fisher means. She studies mice. From a male mouse's point of view, after he's mated, the competition is over. It doesn't matter which of his sperm fertilizes the female's egg. But
from the sperm's perspective, of course, it wants to be the sperm within the whole sample to fertilize the egg.
So now it's the sperm that compete. One strategy for getting to the egg might be called every man for himself. Each sperm would go it alone and hope for the best. But Fisher and others have shown that a clump of sperm swimming together move faster than a single sperm swimming alone.
It's almost as if you don't cooperate, you'll be left behind, because only the cells that are cooperating are going to be able to reach the egg with a decent speed to have a chance at fertilizing the egg.
You still have to compete with other sperm in the clump when you reach the egg, but hey, at least you got there first. In her latest research, published in this week's Nature magazine, Fisher adds an interesting twist to the story. Female deer mice, it turns out, are promiscuous. They mate with several males when they go into heat. Fisher wondered whether the sperm would still take the approach of all for one and one for all, or whether sperm from one mouse would compete with sperm from another. So she took sperm from one male mouse and dyed it red.
And then sperm from another male, and we dyed it green.
Then she mixed the two sperm samples together, put them in a petri dish, and watched what happened.
And what we found more often than not is that red sperm tend to clump more so together, and green sperm tend to clump more so together.
Or to put it more colloquially, sperm of a feather flock together. Fisher doesn't know how sperm know who to buddy up with and who to snub. All she knows is that they do, and presumably it's all part of that drive to be the one to pass your genes on to the next generation. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.